realize that we just don't appreciate them anywhere near as much as we should.
当我们看数算这些恩典的时候，我们看看远近的恩典，我们就说真的我们算不过来。
But we're thankful especially that we can come again today to hear the truth of God from your servant.
今天我们特别的感恩，因为您的仆人能够带领我们学习您的真理。
And so our prayer is that you will teach us today.
今天我们的祷告是您教导我们。
Give to Joe, we pray, the right words to meet the needs that are in each of our hearts.
也给 Joe 弟兄合适的话语来满足我们里面的需要。
And help Long, Lord, as he translates, we pray.
也帮助我的翻译。
We give thanks now for all of these things in Jesus' name.
用这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Okay, if you're joining us for the first time, we have a map and we have an outline.
那如果你们第一次来中间呢，我们是有一个地图。
Anybody raise your hand?
也有一个单张，有谁需要
吗？Okay, Roy, you'll get them.
Roy 弟兄会帮着分一下啊。
Thank you, thank you. Okay, our text is going to be the same text. If anybody memorizes Acts chapter 16, Harold will give you a pen.
谁能把《使徒行传》十六章背出来 ，Harold 会给你一支笔。
And I will give you one too.
我也给你一支。
We have been studying so many things in Acts chapter 16.
我们在《使徒行传》十六章呢，学了很多的内容。
We have been studying geography.
我们学了地理。
We've been learning some of the names of towns and villages that are mentioned in Acts chapter 16.
我们学了一些地名、人名。提到的这个城镇在16章里。
And I call your attention to your map again.
大家拿出地图来。
You will notice that Antioch in Syria was where Paul and his team started their journey from. See Antioch in Syria right here.
所以在地图的最右边呢，你看见有叙利亚的安提阿，这是保罗起点。
Then you follow that line with the arrows.
然后你跟着这个箭头。
And they go over to another community, a little town called Troas.
然后走到海边的一个城市叫特罗亚 Troas。
And at that point, on their journey, we read and studied in the Bible that God did not want them to go back into Asia.
就在这里呢，我们知道神告诉保罗他们不要再回亚洲了。
But directed them to go across the sea over to the place called Philippi.
那就带着他们呢。过了海，去了一个地方叫腓立比 （Philippi）， 顶上那个城市。
And it's basically in that little community of Philippi where this story takes place.
所以我们这个故事就发生在这个小镇叫腓立比。
We know that God establishes or builds a local church. In Philippi.
然后神呢就在腓立比建立了一个地方教会。
I think it was last week, and if you remember this, nod your head. Didn't we put up a picture of Adam on one side and Jesus on the other side? Remember that?
对，我们上周画了两个人啊，亚当在左面，右边一个基督啊。
And we talked about. What the real church is.
我们就借着这个表达了什么叫做真的教会。
Now, somebody help me here now. There are two main thoughts about the church. Can anybody remember those two aspects of the church?
谁能告诉我两个最主要的方面啊，关于教会？
I'm going to give you a hint. One is, we call it the big church, the universal church, the body of Christ. Remember that?
一个就是普世的教会，基督的身体。
And when one trusts the Lord Jesus to be their Savior, they are placed into that body of Christ called the church.
当一个人接受基督成为他救主的时候呢，他就被放到了这个普世的教会基督的身体里。
And then we talked about the little church.
然后我们又讲到了小的一个教会。
We used the word a local church, a church in a location.
我们用了一个词叫地方教会，就是教会落在某一个地点，这个形式的就是自己地方教会。
So the big church, the universal church, we can't see it. That is, we can't see all of the members of that church because they're all over the world.
那普世教会我们看不见，因为它在全世界每一个地方都有。
But in the local expression, we call that the small church, we can see a lot of the small church.
我们能看见的都是地方上一个一个小的地方教会。
And many of you here today are gathering together on the Lord's Day to worship the Lord and to study His Word.And the church of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel comes together on a Sunday. It's a little expression of the big church.
所以我们每一次聚集到一个叫16街的教会的地方呢，这是一个非常小的一个地方。那一部分人，一部分弟兄姊妹在一起敬拜神，学习神的话，这是所有千千万的这个小的地方教会的一个。
On Sunday mornings at 10:30, I've been speaking on the subject of fellowship.
所以在十点半啊，星期天早晨的十点半呢，我们在讲一个话题叫fellowship, 叫团契爱的关系。
And if you would like to know more about that, you could come and learn about that or ask somebody and...We'll try to give you some handouts, maybe that will help you.
如果你来呢，你可以来听啊，你到时候可以有一些单张也可以看。
So my question is, in Acts chapter 16, is this the big church or is this the little church that God is establishing?
所以我的问题是使徒行传十六章。是讲到的这个教会是大的那个普世教会呢，还是一个小的地方教会 ？Local.
The right answer is yes. Both.
所以是两个都是啊，其实两个都是。
See. So when in our story, the first convert, the first Christian, was who?
那我们故事里第一个转变的人是谁呀？
Lydia, very good.
是
Where was Lydia from?
那吕底亚从哪里来啊？
Thessalonica. Thessalonica.
从帖撒罗尼加来。
Oh, sorry. Thyatira.
Thyatira. 对，推亚推拉的。
I've been so busy, I hope you can translate this. I've been so busy, I met myself coming from a meeting.
他说我太忙了，所以我自己在一个会议上碰到了自己。开会的时候碰到自己。They didn't get it.
That's okay, tell them next week we'll work on that. Thank you, it is Thyatira is the community. Do you remember where Thyatira is?
你们记得推亚推拉是什么吗？是什么城啊？
On your map, you see Troas and you see Antioch right here in this part of your map. Okay, it's a different Antioch. This is Antioch, which is in Asia now, and Troas. Almost somewhere in between those two is where Thyatira, where Lydia was from. So you'll know that's quite a distance from Thyatira to Philippi.
那特罗亚和中间的这个安提阿，这两个城呢，这有个箭头啊。这个箭头的中间就是推亚推拉，所以如果你从推亚推拉呢到菲利比，你会看见还挺远的。
What do we know about Lydia? This is a little review for you. It's been a couple of weeks since we talked about it. So, what do we know about Lydia?
我们知道关于吕底亚什么事情吗
？She's a businesswoman.
她是个做生意。
Okay. She's got a website on Amazon.
她在亚马逊有。亚马逊上他有个店啊。
Yeah, not really. But what is, she's a retailer. What is she selling?
她是零售，她卖什么？
Okay, some kind of cloth, purple, is that what I read?
Yeah, purple.
Yeah, she's a retailer, okay.Now, what else do we know? We know where she's from. So she's an immigrant. She's come from a long ways away. She's settled in Philippi. She's selling something, some cloth or clothing or something. What else do we know about her?
对，她是卖紫色布的，她是个商人，她是从推亚推拉移民到菲利比的。然后我们还知道什么？
She is...Nicole says she is searching. How do we know she is searching, and what is she searching for?
她在寻找，她在寻找什么呢？
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Okay.
她在一个祷告
会。She's going to a prayer meeting, right?
她去了祷告会，是吗？
Okay.And we know that if people are searching for God, guess what they find?
如果神在人在寻求神，他会找到什么
？Church,
God. Find church. They could find a church. Yeah, that's right. But hopefully they find God. This is what we hope.
他会找到神，只要你愿意。
The church perhaps can tell them about.God.
你也会看见教会，但教会也是把你带到神那里去。
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad comment. Let me expand on that for a minute. A lot of people have gone to a church looking for God, only to be disappointed.
有很多人呢去到教会想要寻求神呢，但很失望。
Because not every church takes the Bible and tells you where God is.
因为并不是每一个教会都把圣经拿出来告诉你神是怎么回事。
And in one of our studies, I think Thursday morning, we talked about a religious group called Pharisees.
所以星期四的早晨呢，我们那个系列里，我们刚讲过了一群的人，他们是宗教人士，叫法利赛人。
They would be very religious, but if you went to the Pharisees who were in Jesus' time,And said, I want to know about Jesus. They'd say, no, no, we don't talk about Jesus here. He's not a good guy.
如果你现在去耶稣时代的跟法利赛人谈呢，你说我要想了解耶稣，他们一定会告诉你，不不，我们不想谈，他不是个好人。
So, consequently, right here in Vancouver, not every church will tell you about the Lord Jesus and what he's done for you.
所以即便比如说今天在温哥华不是每一个教会都会你走进去会告诉你关于耶稣基督和他为你所做的事情这些真理我不一定每个教会都讲
and this is a very sad thing when that happens because a lot of people are searching for the Lord But they just don't know where to go. So when they go to a church, they think the church will give me the answer, and sometimes they don't get the right answer.
这个有一点令人失望，是因为人呢想到寻求神的时候，他总是会想到去教会，但是呢，并不是所有教会还真的能把神的道理告诉你。
So, I know that many of you in this room have come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
对，我知道的，在座的。很多人呢已经接受了基督，成为个人的救主。
And I also know that you have brought some of your friends because you met Jesus here, and you want them to meet Jesus here too.
而且你们也带了很多自己的朋友来，因为你认识基督是在这里，所以你也希望你的朋友们也在这里认识基督。
If you ever come to a Bible study.Or to a church service here, and we don't talk about Jesus, you come and tell us about it.
Yeah, 如果你任何时候或者你的朋友来这，你来参加我们的会或者敬拜，如果我们没有再讲或者告诉你耶稣基督，你们要告诉我们。
Because everything in the Bible and everything that we teach and preach is about.Jesus. If we don't mention Jesus, there is a problem.
因为每一个教导，所有圣经的主题都是指向耶稣基督。如果我们的主题不是基督呢，我们就有麻烦了。
So Lydia is searching. She's searching after God, and she finds the Lord Jesus. Very interesting.
所以吕底亚呢，她在寻求神，最终呢，她找到了主耶稣。
So the question is, how did she find the Lord Jesus?
问题就是她怎么找到主耶稣的呢？
Okay. There's a team of men. Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Dr. Luke. Okay.And they're in that town, and what are they doing every day in that town?
有一组的人，保罗、希拉、提摩太、医生、路加，他们在这个镇腓立比，他们在做什么呢
？Preaching the gospel, talking about Jesus.
传讲神的福音，传讲耶稣的道。
And Lydia.Heard that message, and the Bible says God opened her heart, and she received those words, and she became a Christian.
所以吕底亚听到了这个信息，神开了他的心，他接受了，他就得救了。
I want you to try to remember this.This is one of the ways that God works in people's hearts.
这是神呢、啊、在人的心里做工的一个方式。
If you are seeking the Lord, God will make sure that you find it.
只要你在寻求神呢、啊，神一定确保你能找到他。
Matter of fact, God will let you know if you are not a Christian.
那同时呢，只你不是一个基督徒呢，神也会让你知道。
He always seeks the sinner to be saved.
因为神一直在寻找拯救那失丧的人。
If you do something that is wrong, you feel it in your heart.
如果你做了一些错事呢，你的心会知道的。
Do you know why you feel that in your heart?
你知道为什么你心里能感受呢？
Is because God has given you a conscience.
因为神给了你良心呢。
And He has written His laws in our hearts, and we know what is right and what is wrong.
他也把这良心的声音呢刻在我的心板里，所以我是知道什么对和错。
And so any sinner who responds to that feeling and they go, "This is wrong, and I need to know the right way." God says, "I will help you find the right way."
那只要任何的罪人，他意识到从里面我错了，我要想找对的方式，神就必帮助你找到那对的。
So Lydia was doing all that she knew to do. She didn't know Jesus yet, but she was seeking God, and God opened her heart that she could find Jesus.
所以吕底亚就是这样，她不认识耶稣，但是她在寻求神，寻求真理，神就带着她最终找到了。
Okay, now, we know that she had some people in her house. That's in verse 15.
15节。
And Lydia was baptized, and her people in her house were baptized.
她和她的一家也都受了洗。
Why were people in her house baptized?
为什么她和她的一家都受了洗？
Let's suppose that I live in a family and nobody in my family are Christians. Nobody.
假设我生活在一个家呢，我的一家没有一个基督徒。
But I become a Christian. Just me, one person in my family.
然后我成为基督徒，就是我一个人。
And I want to get baptized, okay? Because that's what Jesus told us to do. When you believe, the next step is to be baptized. So I want to get baptized.
然后我想受洗。
Would I take everybody in my house and say, let's all get baptized together?
那我会不会把我全家都拉到一起说，我们都来受洗吗？不会。
Go like this. No way. No, 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 no. What has to happen before you can get baptized?
那你受洗之前你必须要发生一件什么事呢？
You gotta believe. You gotta trust Jesus.
你要相信，你要接受基督啊。
Okay. So what this tells me is that the people in her house, whether it were her servants or part of her family, we don't know, but they must have received Jesus as well, or Paul would never have baptized them.
所以这里说的他的家人，也许是他的亲人，也许是他家中的仆人。总之呢，他们在保罗给他们施洗之前，一定发生了一件事，就是他们自己也接受了基督，成为个人的救主。
Okay, now, things went on in that little community. Remember the slave girl? She was telling them, making fun of them. These men show us the way of salvation, and she followed them every day in the street.
然后后面呢，有一个使女，她天天在他们后面喊。说这些人是要传说救人的道，他喊的方式是嘲笑的，然后就很多天这样。
And one day Paul said, I've had enough of her mocking and making fun of us, and he commanded the demon to come out of her, and then things went really bad.
然后保罗终有一天，他很厌烦。他就转身把那个鬼呢从那个使女里面赶出去，然后麻烦就来了。
That's when they grabbed them and beat them up and threw them in prison.
然后这些使女的主人呢，就把他们抓起来，然后打了他们。
And you know what they accused them of?
你们知道他们定保罗的指责和罪是什么？
They said these men are trying to change our laws and change our customs.It's treason, treason, they would say.
这是叛徒啊，他们这些人想要给我们，改我们的律法，改我们的规矩。
Okay, now, I want us to start reading today. We usually read the whole chapter, but then we're going to start in verse 20 today, in Acts 16, verse 20, and we'll read down...through the end of the chapter, we'll read around like we usually do. If you don't want to read, you just pass.
我们今天一人一节，我们读一半，从二十节开始读到四十节，读到最后，用中文一人一节。又带到官长面前，说这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，
传我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，
打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严谨看守。
禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监，两脚上了木狗。
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告唱赞美诗，唱诗赞美神。众囚犯也侧耳而听。忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
众族一起看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的匍匐在保罗希拉面前，
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家人听。
当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
到了天亮，官长打发差役来说，释放那两个人吧。
禁足就把这话告诉保罗说，官长打发人来就要释放你们，如今可以出监，平平安安的去吧。
保罗却说，我们是罗马人，并没有定罪，他们就在众人面前打了我们，又把我们下在监里，现在要私下撵我们出去吗？这是不行的，叫他们自己来领我们出去吧。
差役把这话回禀官长听见他们是罗马人就害怕了，
于是来劝他们，领他们出来，请他们离开那城。
二人出了监，
往吕底亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
Okay, thank you. Now, I made a note last week we had stopped actually considering the question, the big question, and this is on your outline now, okay?
所以我们上一次我们停在这个最主要的大的问题哈，那个在我们单章上有的。
So the big question is, what must I do to be saved?
就是我当做什么才能得救。
So, we also ask ourselves, what did the jailer mean? What was he expressing when he said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
所以对于狱卒来说呢，他说，先生，我们当做什么才能得救？
What do you think? Saved, what did he mean?
他说得救是指什么？
I'll give you a hint. It's in the context of the story.
这是在上下文里有的。
What was the slave girl saying about Paul and the team of men with him? What did she say about?
这个使女啊，这个被鬼附的使女，她一直在保罗希拉后面喊的是什么？
Okay. These men show us the way of salvation.
这些人对你们传讲救人的道理。
She also said they're servants of the Most High God.
也说呢，这些人是至高神的仆人。
That's in verse 17.
这是七节的内容。
Now, I'm not sure how big Philippi was. But I'm suspecting that after many days of this slave girl walking behind them and declaring, telling this story, that most of the people, at least most of the people in that neighborhood, they heard the story.
我不知道菲利比有多大，但是我相信呢，这个使女啊，很多天跟着他们在后面喊啊，应该整个城，大部分人都已经知道保罗希拉他们在讲什么。
Now remember something. What she said was the truth.
要记得这个使女讲的这个话其实是真的。
Were they servants of the Most High God?
他们的确是至高神的仆人。
Yes, they were.
他们是的。
Were they proclaiming to us the way of salvation?
他们对人传讲救
人的话。Yes, they were.
是的。
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you again, what is the problem? Why did Paul deal with the demon in this girl? What's the problem?
那现在问题是什么？为什么保罗要把这个鬼附的使女的鬼赶出去？哪里出了问题？The truth is from God's mouth, not from Satan's mouth.
Okay, very good.
很好。
The truth is from God's mouth, not from Satan's mouth. Even though Satan told the story, and the story was accurate, Satan always wants to deceive you.
即使这个话是撒旦说的，而且也是对的，但是你要知道，他说这个也是为了欺骗你。
Everybody in that community knew that that slave girl could say things or predict things that ordinary people couldn't do.
因为这个镇里的人都知道，这个使女呢，能够说一些普通人说不了的话，因为她是鬼附的。
And the people that owned that slave girl would charge money for her to make some predictions or say things that are going to happen in the future.
那这个仆使女的主人呢，是靠着这个赚钱的，他可以借着使女能够预测一点未来的事情啊，说一点预言呢、啊，然后赚钱。
Now, I want to give you a warning for a moment.
我给你一个警告啊。
Don't ever play the devil's games.
永远不要跟魔鬼做游戏。
The devil has a lot of games and a lot of tricks, and you got to be really, really careful.
魔鬼有很多诡计，有很多的游戏啊，你要小心。
I don't know if you have this in China or not. It's something called the Ouija board. That's what it's called in North America. It's got numbers and letters on the board, and you put a wine glass upside down, and four or five people put their hand on the wine glass. Then you ask the Ouija board a question, and you don't move, but the glass moves and spells out the answers. I don't know what you might call it in China.
在不知道中国有没有？他说西方有一种人的玩，就是叫碟仙啊，就是呢一群的人，一群呢可能一群孩子呢，他们把手呢都放在一个盘子上，这个大板子上呢有很多的字母啊，然后呢大家一起问一个问题，然后呢自己的手不动啊，然后有魔鬼会带着你的手呢来挪到不同的那个字母上来回答你这个问题。
So you have something similar?
I don't know. 中国有没有这样的？
Yeah, you've heard of it. That's of the devil. That is not of God.
这是从鬼来的哈，这不是从神来的。
Before anybody in my house was a Christian, we had a kitchen table that had a surface like this on it.
我家信主以前呢，我们有一个吃午餐的这个桌子就是这样这么大的。
And so we took a pencil, I don't know if I have one, just a lead pencil, and we drew the alphabet on this, just drew it right on there. And then we put yes over here and no over here, and then we put numbers 1 to 10. We drew it on the table, the kitchen table.
我们在这个午餐桌在餐桌上呢。把这个字母啊写下来，然后数字写在底下，上面左上角写是，右上角写不。
Then we took a wine glass, a fairly big wine glass, turned it upside down, and five of us put one hand each on the wine glass.
然后呢，我们就把一个杯子啊，红酒杯倒扣在桌子上，然后五个人呢把手放在这个红酒杯上。
And then we somebody would ask a question that none of us knew the answer.
有人会问一个问题，然后没有在座的没有人知道答案的。
So a question like, what was my great great grandfather's birthday?
比方说呢，我曾曾祖父的生日是哪一天？
Nobody knew that.
那就没人知道了。
So this glass starts moving around, and it spells out the month and the day and the year.
然后呢，这个杯子啊就开始动了，然后呢，把日、月和年都标出来。
None of us were moving that to make it say that, but that's where it went because we did not know the answer.
因为我们在手放在上面的每一个人都不知道答案，所以肯定不是人挪的，那一定是另外一种力量挪的。
So we did not have an explanation. We said, how could that work? What is that? And it was very, very interesting.
然后他们就很激动，觉得很有趣。他说这怎么可能呢？因为他们不知道，他当时没有信主。
You wanted to keep asking questions and keep doing it. It was contagious, I think is the word. You wanted to do it more and more.
然后呢，当你做了一次以后，就特别上瘾啊，也觉得好好玩了，就一直做，一直做。
That is of the devil, that is demonic, and a Christian should never, ever have anything to do with that. Gives no glory to God, and we don't get our directions from a Ouija board, but from the Word of God. If you know anybody doing that, have nothing to do with that.
这是完完全全从魔鬼来的。我们是不是从这里得着引导，我们是从圣经，从神的话里得着引导，这是极其危险的。所有的基督徒，所有的人不要去碰这些东西，这是相当危险。
If you start playing games with the devil, he'll take you further and further, and the next thing you know, you'll be worshiping the devil.
只要你开始跟这个魔鬼有相交啊，慢慢的你就会越滑越深，越滑越低，到最后呢，你会敬拜他的。
I was traveling in my car on a long trip all by myself.
那有一次呢，我在一个很长的旅行里呢，自己在开车。
And I was very tired, and I needed to get some gas, some fuel, and I needed to get a coffee and kind of wake up. So I never been on that road before, but I stopped at a gas station, general store.Bait shop, something like that.
那我很累，想要又要加点油，想要喝点咖啡清醒一下。然后呢，我就去到了一条路呢，我从来没有去过的，就在那里呢，找了个加油站，然后进到他的店里。
And I got a cup of coffee, and I was just walking around just to refresh myself a little bit from driving. And the man that owned the store came to me and said something.
那我呢就买了一杯咖啡，然后呢又逛一逛，因为开车很犯困嘛，他就想清醒一下。那这个店主呢就上来跟他说话。
I was the only one in the store. This was not a city. This is just a little store along the road.
这是个很小的店啊，路边的很小的店，不是一座城市。他是那个店里唯一的客人那时候。
And he came to me and he said, I was expecting you this morning.
他来到我面前，他说：“我今天早晨正在等你呢。”
I knew you were coming today.
他说：“我知道你今天会来。”
I didn't even know I was coming. I don't know how he knew I was coming.
他说：“连他自己也不知道他会去啊。”他说：“对方怎么知道他会去呢？”
And I said, "Have we met before?"
我就问他：“我说我们以前见过吗？”
No, we haven't met before.
他说：“没有，我没有见过。”
But he did say, "You are a preacher, aren't you?"
然后他就说呢，你是不是一个传道人呢？
I said, how did you know that?
我说你怎么知道呢？
He said, I was reading, what do you call that? Cards. Tarot. Cards. What do you call those? Do you have that in China? I don't know what you call that. But anyhow, he was looking He was looking into something satanic, not of God, like Ouija board. Looking at that, and he said, the cards told me a preacher was coming into my shop today.
他在读那个可能占星的东西啊，就是就像那个碟仙一样，然后他读着读着呢，这个东西告诉他，今天早上会有一个传道人会来。
He said, you are a preacher, aren't you?
他说你是不是那个传道人？
Yes, I am a preacher.
他说他是个传道人。
He said, I would like to read your palm. Palm reader. Do you have that?
Yeah, yeah.
Palm reader. Okay.
他说呢，那你这样，你把你手伸出来，我给你看个手相。
Okay, he said, I'd like to read your palm. I will tell you what I did. I was like that. She said, I'd like to read your palm. I said, nope. I put both hands in my pocket.
然后他起来做了个演示啊，对方说我给你看个手相，他就立刻把手插到口袋里说不，我不给你看。
I said I take my direction from the word of God, not from palm readers.
他说我是从神的话里来得着引导的，不是看手相。
He said, I already read your palm as best I could while you were walking around in the shop.
他说呢，当你在店里走的时候呢，我其实已经看了你的手。
And he told me three things about myself he could not possibly know.
然后他告诉了我三个关于我自己的事，而且这三个事呢，他是绝对不可能知道的。
That is not of God.
但是我要告诉你呢，这不是从神来的。
He's reading some kind of cards. He is involved in witchcraft. He believes in palm reading. Nothing of God. However, he told me three things that he could not have known. So what? How do I respond to that?
所以他看占卜，他看手相，这些都不是从神来的。但是呢，他说了三件事情是对的，是关于我，他是不可能知道的。那他是怎么知道？我怎么回应呢？
I respond to that the same way Paul responded to that slave girl. This is not of God, and I'll have nothing to do with it.
我的回应方式就跟保罗回应这鬼妇的使女是一样的，这不是从神来的，我跟你一点关系都没有。
The devil wants to deceive you. Do not play games with the devil.
所以魔鬼是要欺骗你啊，你永远不要招惹他，也不要跟他有什么瓜葛。
And that is why Paul cast the demon out of that slave girl that day.
这就是为什么保罗那天把这鬼从这使女里面赶出去的原因。
Now, then we began reading today what happened to them in verse 20, and they were taken and they were beaten and thrown in jail, and I think we kind of went over all that. So I want to get back to the question. What must I do to be saved? I think that jailer heard the message that these men were telling the way of salvation. I think he heard that message in the street.
Amen.
That's what I think.
所以保罗后来他们就被打了，关在监狱里啊，我们都讲过了。所以那天呢，当这个狱卒问这个问题啊，我们当做什么才能得救的时候呢，我相信呢，他是在街上听见了那个使女，鬼妇的使女讲这些人做的事情，就是要使人得救的事情。
I'm also going to suggest that jailer never, ever met anybody like Paul and Silas.
我也要告诉你呢，这个狱卒从来没有见过像保罗、希拉这样的囚犯。
You take men who've been beaten with rods and fastened up in stocks and thrown into jail, and they're praying. And when they prayed, I'm sure they prayed for that jailer, and they prayed for the men in that prison, and they sang. And this guy has never met anybody like that.
那他们被木棒打了，然后又上了木狗，然后又关在监牢里，他们居然还祷告。我也相信他一定会为那个狱卒和其他的囚犯祷告。他们还唱诗。所以这个狱卒从来没有碰见过这样的犯人。
So, when everybody could escape and nobody did escape, this jailer said, these guys, they got something that nobody else I've ever met has got.
所以当这个监牢门打开，每个人可以逃走，却又没有人逃走的时候呢，这个狱卒就知道他今天碰到的这些人是不寻常的一些人。
And these men tell us the way of salvation, and I'm going to ask them how I can be saved.
所以当这些人在讲人怎么得救，我要告诉他们我怎么得救，我要问他们。
So, on your outline, number one, what the question implied.
在你的单章里呢，第一大点呢是这个问题意味着什么。
Okay. What the question implied. First thing the question implies, there is a sense of a lost condition.
那第一呢，它意味着是有一个失丧的状态。
If you walk out into the woods to take a hike,And you meet somebody that says to you, you better follow me. I know how to get back to town. Or I know how to get back to your car. You're walking in the woods. You meet somebody. They say, you better follow me. I know how to get out of here.
那如果你在森林里走，你碰到一个人，那个人说呢，你要跟我走，我知道怎么走出森林，回到你的。停车的地方去。
So you look at them and you go, I'm not lost.
然后呢，你
I know the way out of here.
你可能会盯着他说，哎，我没有走丢啊，我
I'm not following you.
我不会跟着你走，因为我也知道怎么走出去，为什么要跟你走
？You have no need, right? I'm not lost.
这时候你其实没有需要，因为你没有走丢。
However, you go for a long walk in the woods and you get lost.You're so lost. You don't even know which way is up. You're so lost.
然后呢，你走到我森林里，你走了很久，你完全走迷了。你迷到一个程度，你连往上是怎么样，你都不知道了。所以你这时候你不知道该怎么办。
I don't know whether to go to the left or to the right or forward or backward. I'm lost. I don't know how to get out of here.
所以前后左右。东西南北，你完全不知道该怎么走出去。
So then someone approaches you and says to you, I know how to get out of here. Follow me.
如果有人这时候上来说，我知道该怎么走出去，你跟着我。
What do you do?
你会怎么做呢
？If you want to get out of there,
只要你还想
follow them,
你想走出去，你就跟着他。
What is the difference in these two stories?
这两个故事的区别是什么？
First story, the person had no need. They were not lost.
第一个故事里的人，他没有需要，他没走丢。
The second story, the person was lost. He didn't know how to get home. And now he was willing to follow someone who knew how to get home.
第二个人呢，他知道，他走丢了，然后有人呢，说他可以带他出去，所以他就可以跟随那个人。
In this question, what must I do to be saved? We know that there is a sense in which I don't know how to be saved and I want to be saved. He is lost and he needs help.
所以当他问这个问题，我怎么才能得救的时候呢？他已经隐含了一个前提，他知道自己需要帮助，他知道自己走丢了。
What? How is every person on earth, how are they lost?
每一个地上的人
every person.
每一个人啊，每一个在地上的人，他们是怎么走丢的，走迷的？
Lost in what way?
在什么方面上是走迷路了？
Spiritual.I don't know where God is. I don't know where heaven is. I don't know how to get there. I am lost.
我不知道神在哪，天堂在哪，我也不知道该怎么去，我就走迷了。
So, I go downtown Vancouver and I walk along the street and I talk to someone and I say to them, You're separated from God. You're lost. Your sin has separated you from God. But I know the way to God. What do you think they're going to say?
假设我们现在去温哥华的市区，然后我们随便拦住一个人，我们就说呢，你走丢了，你不知道你的罪呢，使你不知道怎么去回到神那里去啊？你觉得他会怎么样？
不是我。
She said you should go to hospital.
Call the man in the white coat. See, yeah, I know, I know. Okay, so unless this person admits that they are lost from God and a sinner, they're not interested in me telling them how to get to God. They're not interested.
除非这个人他知道自己是个罪人，他需要寻求帮助呢，否则他不会承认他是走迷的，他也没有这个要求需要。
The first step in becoming a Christian is to admit you are not a Christian.
所以第一步啊，你成为基督徒的第一步是什么呢？你承认自己不是一个基督徒。
And that you are lost and you don't know how to find God.
你走迷了，你不知道怎么找到神，找到真理。
That's the reason that when we tell the gospel of Jesus Christ, the first thing we tell people, you are lost in your sins, and your sins separate you from God. You are a lost sinner.
这就是为什么我们每一次跟人讲福音的时候，第一件讲的事都是告诉人的，你是走丢了的罪人，罪呢使你与神分离了，所以你在罪中呢。
One day we had a preacher living in, or preaching in our church and staying with us in our home.
有一次呢，在我们教会来了一个传道人啊，他住在我们家。
And my youngest son was in the first grade, in school.
那时候呢，我最小的儿子呢，上一年级。
I think he was about maybe 5 or 6 years old.
差不多六岁五六岁这样。
So he, my youngest son, he's playing with some toys in the corner of the room, and we're talking with the preacher.
那小儿子呢，在房间角落上玩他的玩具，我们在跟这个传道人讲话。
And the preacher said to us, he said, for 1 year,Every message in the church that I was in, every message, 1 year, Sunday morning, Sunday night, prayer meeting night, every message, 1 year, I preached on hell.
他说呢
every message.
他说这个传道人说呢，我在我的教会呢，一整年啊，什么课上，查经课，然后周日上午的这个。主日的正道课，所有的这个课上呢，我只讲一个主题，就是地狱。
Every message，
每一个
on hell，
每一个信息主题都是地狱。
He said, even my wife said, move along, get on something else, get off of that subject. We've had enough. 1 year。
他说到一个程度，他太太都跟他说，你往前进吧，不要再停在这个主题了，再讲点别的。但他一整年就讲这一个主题。
And he said, I said to my wife, they're not lost yet. I must convince them that they're all lost and going to hell.
这传道人说的目的呢，就是他就跟他太太解释，他说这些听众呢还不知道自己走丢了，所以我得要告诉他们，我得要证明给他们看，他们真的走丢了。
He said, in the next 3 years,It was a phenomenal figure. I figured 300 got, maybe more, 300 got saved.
但是呢，之后的三年啊，他说很大的一个数字，至少300个人啊就得救了。
One year, preach only on hell. That's the bad news.
他花了一整年来告诉人坏消息。
Then 3 years preaching the gospel that sinners can be saved and 300 get saved.
然后花了三年在讲这好消息，福音，罪人可以得救，300人得救。
So, I thought, well, if he wasn't a preacher, I would kind of wonder about the story, you know. So anyhow, my little boy, Mark, is his name. He was listening while he was playing with the toys.
然后呢，他的小儿子 Mark 啊 ，Mark 就是那时候正在玩，就在，但他玩的时候在听大人讲话。
So the next day he comes home from school, and he says, "Dad, I led 3 people to the Lord today. They all became Christians."
第二天呢，他就回来啊，就跟我说，他说爸爸，我今天带了3个人信主，他们都跟着我信了耶稣啊。
And I said, "How did you do that?"
我说你怎么做到的呢
？He said, "At recess, I lined them all, the whole class, up against the wall. I told them, 'You're all going to hell. Everybody's going to hell.'"
然后他说在休息的时候呢，我把这些同学们全排在墙边上。就是告诉他们，你们全要下地狱的。
I thought, oh no, the phone will start ringing any minute. The principal will be calling me. You know.
我说这样麻烦，校长要来找我了。
So I waited. The phone never rang, but I waited. So a few days later, I asked my son. I said, "How are those new Christians doing?"
然后呢，我等了一会儿，校长没找我呢，我还得心里挺平安的。过了几天，我就问我儿子，我说你带的那些新基督徒怎么样了
？He said two of them didn't mean it. He said，
他说有两个人呢，就是说说的。
He said they still disobey the teacher and they still say bad words. He said two of them didn't mean it at all.
他说他那两个。就是说说的呢，依然还是在课堂上不听老师的，还是说脏话。这两个人是假的。
He said, "I asked the other one, 'Did you trust Jesus out of your mouth, or did you trust Jesus in your heart?'" And he said, "I trusted Jesus in my heart."
然后我就问另外一个，我说你到底是信靠主在你嘴巴上信靠呢，还是在你心里呢？那个孩子说，我在我心里。
If you are here today. And you are a Christian. I know that you finally understood that you were lost before God, and then you accept the Lord Jesus. Because when you say, "What must I do to be saved?" you are saying, "I am lost and I need help."
所以，当我们在座的啊，我们来到福音面前的时候，你们终归会。到一个状态，你知道你是失丧的，啊，所以当你问我做什么才能得救的时候，其实你就是需要一个福音，需要一个帮助啊，你知道自己是失丧的状态。
The only way you can't get saved unless you're lost.
那你除非知道你是失丧的，否则你不可能。
Jesus himself said, "I did not come to lead the righteous to repentance, but sinners to repentance."
所以耶稣来说，我们来不是带着义人悔改啊，是带着罪人悔改，因为义人不觉得自己需要悔改。
A lady asked me one time, "What must I do to be saved?" And I said to her, "Do you know that you are a sinner?"
有一次呢，一个女人在我面前说呢，我该做什么才能得救呢？我就问她，你知道自己是个罪人吗
？And she said no.
她说不啊。
I'm not a sinner.
她说我不是个罪人。
So her husband was sitting next to her. I said to her husband, "Do you know that she's a sinner?" He said, "Oh yeah, I know she's."
然后这时候呢，刚好这个他先生坐在边上啊，我就转头问他先生，我就指着这个太太，我说：“你知道她是个罪人吗？”他先生很静的点头，我非常知道她是个罪人。
You can't fool everybody, I tell you.
所以你
you certainly can't fool God.
你更骗不了神。
But you know, that day her husband became a Christian because he admitted that he was a sinner, and that woman did not.
那一天呢，这个先生接受基督成为救主，他得救了。
Jesus said, "I did not come for the righteous," and in her mind, she thought she was righteous.
所以耶稣说呢，我不是来带所谓的义人得救的，但是在那一天呢。这个妇人心里，她不觉得自己是个罪人，所以她没法得罪。
Let's look these verses up under a sense of lost condition. Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
让我们来看一下《传道书》的7章，旧约。 传道书七章1089页啊，这本大蓝本圣经1089。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 20. Watch your Bibles. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
传道书七章二十节，时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
How many sins do you have to commit before God will not let you in heaven?
你需要犯多少罪呢？是到一个程度，神才不准让你进天堂啊。
One.
一个。
She said one. Is there anybody here that has never committed one sin? Raise your hand.
在座的有没有一个罪都没有犯过的？
So everybody here has committed at least one sin?
那就意味着每个人至少犯过一次吧。
Now let me ask, you think that one sin will keep you out of heaven?
这样一次就使你去不了天堂了。
Why?
为什么？
Heaven's perfect.
因为天堂是完美的。
No sin.
没有罪。
Not even one.
一个都没有。
If God let you in with one sin, heaven would not be perfect anymore.
如果你有罪，你进天堂，天堂就不完美了。
If you were hanging over a fire by a chain of 10 links in the chain. How many links would have to break before you fall into the fire?
假设呢，你被捆着吊在一个火上面，这个火吊你的这个链子呢，一共有十环，你觉得要断几环你就会掉到火里去？
This one.
一环就够了吧，对不对？
Let's suppose that those 10 links in the chain represent the 10 commandments.
假设这十环呢代表十戒。
How many commandments would you have to break before you fall into the fire?
那你十戒里要违反几戒你就掉火里去了。一戒就够了。
One is enough.
一次就够了。足够了。
Well, we got a problem.
那现在我们有麻烦
了。It says there's nobody that does good and everybody sins.
世上没有义人，个个都是罪人，怎么办？
We got a problem.
我们现在有麻烦。
Let's read another verse. Jeremiah 17.
啊，耶利米书的十七章，我们再读一段哈。1255页，耶利米书十七章1255。
Jeremiah 17 and verse number 9.
十七章九节。
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
You ever hear anyone say,He has a good heart.
你有没有听过人说呢？哎，这个人的心真好。
I don't know if you say that in Chinese. It's often I've heard people say, you know what? I know he's not that good of a man, but he's got a good heart.
我不知道中国人怎么讲啊。反正我们这边经常你会听到这种话。哎呀，我知道他做的不怎么样，但是他的心挺好的。
You got to say, wait a minute, God, you made a big mistake right here because some people have good hearts.
然后你可能对着这个经文说，神，等一会儿，你这个说的不对，因为有的人心还挺好的。
God says, no, I can see inside. I know the heart.
神说，等一会儿，我看人心呢，我看透人心。 所以我知道每个人的心是怎样。
Jeremiah said, "Who can know it?" God says, "I can. I know it."
耶利米在这说，谁能识透呢？神说我可以，神知道。
Do you know that you cannot hide from God?
你知道一个事实，就是你不能够在神面前躲藏了。
Jeremiah in chapter 23 would say, "Can any hide himself in secret places that the Lord cannot see him?"
耶利米书二十三章说，有谁能够躲到一个地方呢？神不能找到你呢？
Guess where God lives?
你知道神住在哪吗？
Where does God live?
神住在哪？
Well, if I said, "Does God live in heaven?" What would you say?
如果说神住在天堂，
yeah,
你说对。
His throne is in heaven.
他的宝座是在哪？
Lives in heaven, wherever that is. I can tell you what, you can't see it from earth. It's quite a ways away, heaven.
对，你不能从地上看见啊，是很远的。
Okay. God lives in heaven. Yeah. Does God live on earth? You think?
那神住不住在地上呢？
Well, he's around, you know, like. Let me ask it this way. Is there any place where God is not?
换句话说呢，有没有什么地方神不在的？
没
有。
Hell? Well, okay. Who's the Lord of hell? Satan?
谁是地狱的主啊？是撒旦吗？
No, God.
还是神的？
God said, "I made Jesus Lord of things above, of things below, of things under the earth. Jesus is Lord." Now we know God does not abide in hell. We know that. Okay, but He's the Lord of hell. People are not running their own company in hell, doing what they want to do.
所以耶稣是一切的主啊，天上地下地底下一切的主。我们知道神不住在地狱里，但他依然是地狱的主。
My point here is that, see if you can get this. With the exception, and I agree with Nicole, that he doesn't live in hell because hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. I understand that. But with that exception, think about it this way.There is no place where God is not.
对，所以我想表达的意思呢，就是没有什么地方呢，神是不知道，神是不在那里的。
You know when you think you're by yourself, and you might do something really stupid when you're by yourself, guess what? You were not by yourself.
你要知道，当你在觉得你一个人在，你悄悄做一点的事情的时候，你千万不要觉得就是你一个人在那。
If you have, you take teenagers. Now teenagers, they know everything. Did you know that? When you're a teenager, you know everything. You have to grow up to find out you know nothing.
You know? 你知道年轻人啊，十几岁的孩子的时候，他什么都知道，他需要长大才知道自己不知道。
So you take teenagers, they usually have parties and they do stupid things when?When their parents are away on a journey.
当他的 teenager 就是年轻十几岁孩子，当他父母不在家的时候，他们会在一起聚会来玩。
Why do they do that? Because they don't. My parents are not here. I can get away with it.
他们为什么这么做呢？知道，哎，我爸妈不在身边，我可以玩了。
Did you ever notice?That most immorality and most crime is done in the dark.
你知道所绝大部分的罪和不道德的事都是在黑暗里发生的。
You know why people do those stupid things in the dark?
为什么人们做这些愚蠢的事在黑暗里做？
Because they think nobody can see them.
因为他们觉得这时候没人看得见。
Guess who's there?
但是有人看得见，谁在那儿？
God says, "The darkness and the light are both alike to me. It doesn't matter whether it's dark or light or not. I'm always there, and I always see everything, and I always hear everything."
所以对神来说呢，黑暗和光明都是亮的， 他在他那里没有黑暗，所以他永远都在那，你做的一切事他都看见。
Sometimes a man goes away on a business trip, or the woman goes away on a business trip, and they do things that they don't do at home because they think nobody can see me.
有的时候呢，人会在他的旅行中做一些，别人看不见，我可以做一些不好的事。
But the Bible says, God says, I know the heart, I see you.
但是神说呢，圣经告诉我们呢。神看得见，神知道。
We have a little song that we sing sometime that goes, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above that's looking down in love. He sees. Be careful, little eyes, what you look at.
所以有一首小的圣诗是这么唱的，说你要小心你的眼睛啊，是在往哪看，因为呢，天上的有一个父亲，他看见你。你所做的一切事。
And that song goes on to say, be careful little hands, what you do, and little feet, where you go, and little tongue, little mouth, what you say. Why? He knows the heart.
然后呢，这首圣诗继续唱下去，你要小心你的嘴所说的，手所做的，脚所行的，因为天上的父全都能看见。
So we got a problem. None good, all sin.No good hearts, we got a problem.
现在我们有个麻烦了，我们人人都是罪人啊。
Isaiah 64 verse 6.
以赛亚书六十四章的六节。
Isaiah 64 and verse 6.
1214页。
But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
Call your attention to this phrase, all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags.
那我们所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Let's suppose for a moment that I borrowed $40 million from the bank and I can't pay it back.
假设我们假设啊，我从银行借了4000万，然后还不起了。
And so I start getting letters from the bank, and it says, "Dear Joe, you owe $40 million right now."
然后我不停的从银行收到信，说，亲爱的 Joe, 你欠银行4000万。
And so I write back and say, "Well, I'm trying to make arrangements. I'll come as soon as I can."
然后呢，我就回他信，我说呀，我安排一下，我尽快的过来。
And so they send me another letter, and they say, "Stay right where you are. We're coming for you."
他会回我一封信，你就待在那儿吧，我们会来找你。
And so I write back and say, "Oh, I got it. I'll be there in the morning at 10 o'clock with my payment."
然后我说、啊、等一等，我10点，第二天早晨10点，我来还钱。
So I get this giant suitcase, big suitcase, and I go into the bank, and I say, "I've come to make my payment."
然后我带了个大箱子进到银行，我说我来还钱。
And so. They say, "Come right in. The president of the bank is expecting you."
他们说啊，你进来吧，银行的经理正在等你。
So I go into the president's office, and he has this big desk, and I lay my suitcase, boom, right on the desk, and say, "I have come to make a payment."
我到经理房间里把。这个大箱子放在桌子上，我说我现在来还钱。
And he says, "Wonderful, wonderful. Let's see, open the suitcase.
然后他说太好了，我们来把箱子打开吧。
And so I opened the suitcase, and what do you think is in it?
我打开箱子，你猜里面有什么？
Filthy rags.
有污秽的衣服。
Filthy rags. They're not even good for rags anymore.
他甚至衣服都是碎的，就是 rags, 就是破布了。
And the bank, the president of the bank says, what's this?
银行经理说这是什么、啊、这个。
And the man says, it's the best I have.
这个人说这就是我有最好的东西了。
It's the best thing I have.
我有的最好的就这些。
And then he calls for the hospital or whatever somebody says. Get this crazy guy out of here. Now, I want you to notice in this verse, it didn't say all of your sins are like filthy rags.
那这里没有说呢，你所有的罪都像污秽的衣服，注意到吗？
Says the best you got.
他说我有的义，就是我最好的都是。
This is all of your goodness, all of your righteousness. These are the best things you have ever done in your life.
这是我一生中能做的最好的。拿得出手的就是污秽的衣服。
And before a holy and a righteous God, they are worth nothing more than filthy rags.
在一个圣洁公义的神面前，他其实什么都不是，就是污秽的衣服。
We got a big problem.
我们是有大麻烦
的。 Nobody doing good, and the heart is deceitful and desperately wickedAnd we are at best, we have no value. Anything good is no good at all.
所以我们一点价值都没有。我们认为最有价值的，在神眼里都是污秽的、肮脏的抹布。
Romans chapter 3.
我们再看一段罗马书三章。
New Testament.
罗马书三章。269页新约。
Look at verse number 10. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10.
十节。罗马书三章十节。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
There is none who does good. No, not.One.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
He continues on with a description. I'm not going to read it all for time this afternoon, but the bottom line is found in verse 23.
所以他一直在描述，我们就一直往下看呢，他就到了23节，总结了。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Okay. In order to understand that verse for a minute, let me see if I can give you an example.
我看看呢，怎么能够给你一个例子哈。
I think this afternoon we can agree, I hope you can admit, but we can agree that the Bible says all have sinned, all.
我盼望今天下午呢，我们能够达成这个一致哈，就是圣经说的，人人都是罪人是对的。
There's only one person who didn't sin, that was the Lord Jesus. The only one out of the history of mankind, only one person.
人的历史上只有一个人没有犯过罪，就是主耶稣。
Now, the rest of us, we're in what I'm going to call competition. with one another.
那我们剩下的人呢，我管这个教呢，也其实就在一个竞争里。
We're all trying to be better than the other person.
我们努力想使自己比别人好一点。
And so I want you to imagine that we're all on an island, and the island is 15 miles from the coast out into the ocean. We're all on the island.
假设我们都在一个岛上，这个岛呢，离最近的大陆呢有50英里。
And so we're having a competition.
现在我们有个竞赛了。
We're going to see if anybody can jump from the island to the shore.
那竞赛就是呢，看谁能够从岛上啊跳到岸上。
We're only 15 miles.
也就是五十英里而已。
So we're going to have a competition.
然后每个人就开始比赛了。
So Long goes first.
他说我先跳，我先跳。
And he gets on the opposite side of the island, and he starts running and running and running and running and running and running, and he jumps as far as he can.
然后呢，我就到岛的另一头，走紧那头开始，然后起跑啊，使劲跑跑跑跑，然后到边上，我使劲的往前一跳。
Guess how far he went?
你猜我跳了多远呢
？15 feet，
15英尺啊。
And then Harold says, "I'm next."
Harold 说呢，我是下一个。
That I can jump further than 15 feet.
Harold 说呢，我跳的比15英尺要远一点。
So Harold says, "I don't need to get on the other side of the island. I'm just going to stand right here and jump."
Harold 说呢，我站在原地就可以跳。
And so Harold, I bet you didn't know this about Harold. He used to be what we call a long jumper.
Harold 以前跳得很远，他是跳远运动员。
So in this story, Harold stands right where he is and just launches like that. And he jumps 16 feet, 1 foot further than long.
然后呢，他原地抬不起起跑。他原地就跳了16英尺，比我还远了1英尺。
And the rest of us say, "I'm next, and I'm next," and everybody jumps. Everybody jumps.
然后每一个人，我们都说呢，我下一个，我下一个。
And some jump further than others.
然后有些人跳得比别人远。
And some jump less than others.
有些近。
But everybody jumped.
每个人都跳了。
But everybody falls short of the shore.Nobody gets to the shore.
但是结果呢，是没有一个人跳到了50英里以外去。
That's the way it is with sin.
这就是罪的。
We've all sinned, and everybody falls short.
因为我们都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。
One last verse, very quick, chapter 6, same book, chapter
6, 六章
and verse 23, the last verse.
罗马书六章，
Just the first part of the verse for today. Just the first part. Romans 6 and 23, first part. For the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Now, we've learned that this question, "What must I do to be saved?" implies that there is a sense that I'm lost.And I need help.
所以我做什么才能得救呢？它隐含了一个前提，就是我知道我是失丧的，需要帮助。
Okay. We're in bad shape. Nobody's going to make it.
我们很糟糕，没有人做得到。
We'll pick up right here next Tuesday afternoon, Lord willing.
我们下周二会从这里再开始。
Roy, will you close in prayer for us this afternoon, please?
Roy 弟兄带着我们做一个下午结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you this afternoon.
父啊，今天下午我们感恩，谢谢您。
We thank you for Juries. You speak through Juries.
谢谢您带着 Juries 弟兄对我们说话。
We know all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
让我们知道，我们人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We also know the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ.
是吧？你让我们知道罪的工价乃是死，但是神的恩赐在主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Father, we pray that if anyone in here has not received the Lord Jesus as the Savior yet,
主啊，我们盼望如果在座的有还没有接受基督成为个人救主的，
we pray that the Lord makes this most important decision right now to accept the Lord Jesus as the personal Savior.
盼望他能够做这最重要的决定，接受基督成为他个人的救主。
Father, would you please take us to our home safely?
也求您带着我们平安的回家。
We commit ourselves and everything into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们把我们一切交在您的手中，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.